We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
There is just a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about. Fireworks in the sky that are keeping people up. Non-poisoned milkshakes. K-pop affecting presidential rallies. There's all sorts of things to talk about. And Mike is coming in here with a whole lot of opinions on the virus. I drove here today, Stugatz. I've been driving for a month past this testing station that has been empty for a month. And today, the line was an hour long.
Really?
Of cars.
Wow.
Of people getting tested because this area in Florida appears to be infested. I want to get to that in a second. I also want to get to what's happening with Bill Simmons and the idea of privilege. And Bill Simmons has been a little tone deaf. And when he's asked about diversity, his response in an email is, this isn't open mic night. And he's given, you know, a podcast to his daughter. And so I want to talk about that with, you know, the representative for old white privilege that we have in here with us today. And that's Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, a person hired solely because he's my friend, the representative of how white people come into power, because this is just who you know. That's the only reason he's here.
And nepotism. So we're really checking a lot of boxes.
It's not what you know. It's who you know, Dano.
Uh-huh. I know. And so it's good to have Greg Cody here so that we could talk about this with just such an obvious benefit of privilege from the old white guy's perspective, which you're not getting enough of today. But I need to start with NASCAR, NewsCar. I need to start with NASCAR, and not the serious part where I'm going to play for you some Bomani Jones sound. And I've told you before, he's better on the subject of race than anybody in the history of our company. And so he will slice through this as I'm sitting here sticking my toe in the water yesterday with NewsCar jokes. And Mike's reprimanding me, saying, well, we shouldn't do this to all of NASCAR. Bomani Jones, you will hear from him in a minute and a half, why you should do this to all of NASCAR, no matter how good they made you feel yesterday, with a really nice moment that can make the Marty Smiths of the world feel better, but represents, instead of a movement, represents a moment. And black people fear that this is all very temporary, and it's just a moment instead of a movement, a shift on everything it is that's being dealt with here. And you will hear, Bomani Jones, why all of NASCAR needs to be smeared with this, even if it hurts Marty Smith's feelings. But before I get to that, I need to get to Tony and Chris, who, like many of us yesterday, decided to sniff the racetrack, decided to go over there and see what was going on, what was all the fuss about. Let's find out. And both of them are like, look, Bubba, in a time of real equality, somebody needs to criticize the race car driver for running out of gas when we could have had our moment. We could have had our moment, our big sports moment, the sports moment of the pandemic, and he ran out of gas. Who's hammering Bubba today?
Didn't manage that race well.
No, you can't run out of gas, Bubba. Bubba, it not in that spot, Bubba. I don't know anything about your sport. I don't. It probably happens all the time. I am an expert on your sport from having watched 3 minutes yesterday, but you cannot run out of gas in that spot, Bubba.
You have an entire nation, maybe not an entire nation, but like half the nation at least, maybe more at this point, rooting for you to win every race.
You can't run out of gas, Bubba. Do better.
Everybody runs out of gas, Dan. Man, this is a problem.
Win the race.
You're new to the sport.
You got to win the race, Bubba. I know I'm ignorant. I don't know anything.
You're new to the sport. You're not a proper gearhead like myself. So let me explain something to you. This is a problem. They have mathematicians on their teams and crews, Dan. You have to save gas. You have to know exactly when to turn left and how hard you got to bank it. These are things that I'm sure you'll catch on when we get to the tricky triangle doubleheader at Pocono this weekend.
Sometimes you got to play it by feel. There are times where I think I need gasoline, but I tell myself, you know what? This car can run on fumes. It won't make it to work.
Look, I'm very naive when it comes to car racing. I've never really raced a car, but one of the first things that would be on my checklist if I was going to race a car, have enough gas to finish the race. See, that's just the first thing I would do.
Look, this is very harsh criticism on this day, Chris, and I don't like that you descend straight from privilege and you feel this comfortable criticizing Bubba Watson on what was supposed to be a symbolically great
Bubba
day for
Wallace.
Him.
Bubba Watson's a golfer.
Yeah,
man.
He plays golf. Yep.
I mean, you should be embarrassed at how ignorant you are when it comes to the coverage of this sport.
Bubba Watson. I mean, he's got a couple of green coats.
Is this not an understandable mistake? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Is calling Bubba Wallace Bubba Watson an understandable mistake? Yes or no?
Don Lemon did it on CNN as he was introducing Bubba Wallace as his guest. Called him Bubba Watson. Bubba Wallace called him out.
I mean, did he? Called him out?
He just said, listen, I race cars. I don't play golf.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. Still, all of us went and sniffed the racetrack yesterday, and Bubba Wallace ran out of gas. And I'm not good with it, Bubba, even though I started paying attention to your sport 3 seconds ago.
Nobody knew the rules, including myself. What does overtime mean? I'm waiting for an Adam Amin tweet.
Including myself?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a gearhead at all. I was just betting on it, okay? And I need to find out what was happening. I was like, someone tell me what overtime means. And they flashed an Adam Amin tweet up there. I'm like, thank God for Adam Amin to tell me what's going on right here. Apparently, all cars run out of gas. I had a little quid on Joey Logano, and he ran out of gas, too. Blue Deuce was going from 17th to 2nd. It was a hell of a race. Everybody was racing like hell, Dan, because of the threat of rain. It made for, like, 30 cars on the lead lap. Did you see that finish, Dan? Somebody crash and still got third. Amazing stuff.
Really not on the player or the driver in this case, more on the crew chief, right? The head coach. I mean, whoever the coach is of that team has to tell his driver, pull over, you need some gas. We get
pull
15
over,
laps
you,
to go.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, you're totally right. That
what
is
if a yellow comes out and then there's a caution and then you get a free pit?
What colors are yellow? Yes, Chris.
In 2020, because my car has this cool thing now where it has a range. It tells me exactly how long until I'm going to run out of gas. Does he have this range in his car? Because I like to roll the dice sometimes, too, with my range. Do you guys do this?
They're very meticulous about how they do or don't run out of gas.
Yeah, like 17 people have a gauge. It's all done by computers.
Everybody.
In fact, they try to not put too much gas because they're looking for that tenth of a second extra speed by not carrying the extra weight. Guys, you need to join me here in NASCAR.
Okay, but 17 people, you would think they would never run out of gas, though.
No. Happens all the time. I am, as long as NASCAR keeps racing at Monday between the hours of 3 and 8 p.m. Eastern, I am in on this sport.
Put it on the poll. Can Bubba Wallace run out of gas in that spot? Yes or no? Just yes or no. Yes, Cody, what do you have?
Well, listen, can you imagine if Bubba Wallace had won? It would have been such a great story, and half of the country would have been like, the fix was on, conspiracy, they let him win. You know, I mean, that would have been a thing had Bubba Wallace won that race.
Well, they were trying to let him win, but he ran out of gas. Yeah. Like, imagine how NASCAR feels today. They had it all set up.
Bubba, we're trying.
It was all set up for him to win the race. They showed you at the beginning. They all walked right behind him and pushed his car, and he was crying. They did it all right, and then Bubba ran out of gas, which you can't do.
That's on his crew chief.
You can't do that. Don't blame. Is the crew chief? What color is the crew chief? Can we blame him?
I don't know.
We can't blame him? Who can we blame?
I mean, you guys sound ignorant just expecting that Bubba Wallace was going to beat the 12 car yesterday. 12 car was just so fast. Back-to-back wins at the Dega.
We've got the sound of Bomani Jones, and you want to hear this. We'll play it next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch new shower sessions, videos now at youtube.com/progressive. Today on ESPN Daily, NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace finished 14th in Talladega less than 24 hours after a noose was found in his garage, prompting a reckoning in NASCAR. The story of Bubba Wallace and the state of NASCAR on ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. It's available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Have you ever run out of gas? Yes or no? Chris Cody has run out of gas. Chris Cody has also put diesel fuel in his car, not knowing that that might be a problem. His father betrayed him during the break and is now delighting in having betrayed him. So, Chris, you want to explain yourself on either of these fronts before we get to this Bomani Jones sound?
I have ran out of gas. That is a fair thing to say. Now, I was aware that diesel fuel was bad for regular cars. I was in college. I had a date with me. I got a little distracted at the gas pump and I put diesel fuel in, just not really paying attention. I did know diesel fuel was harmful, but yes, I put diesel fuel and then I got a quarter mile away from the gas station and then just started puttering and my car died.
Has anyone else on the show had their car run out of gas? Yes or no? And for all you gearheads, and I didn't think we had that many of you because I don't know, the cross-pollination of audiences didn't seem like something. Largely, I would say that we're not the show for NASCAR. That's just largely. I'm not saying that absolutely. And so we were playing around with how little we know about NASCAR, but I actually do know that there is a very sophisticated science to how they manage their gas in NASCAR. It's just funnier to imagine that Bubba Wallace had all of that momentum behind him yesterday and just ran out of gas. Like that all he had to do, it's a funnier way to put it to you, is all he had to do was the most basic thing when it comes to having a car, which is not run out of gas.
There is science applied to NASCAR. Yes. Because I'm trying to like this sport and science is going to keep me away from it. I mean, how about when your gas tank is empty, you go fill up some gas.
There it is. But I've actually been in a pit crew and seen the amount of science. Yes, it's jarring. The computerization, the technology, the sophistication to shave off tenths of a second it's jarring how much goes into it.
Which racetrack?
Homestead.
Oh, wow. You would have impressed me if you said, you know, the track too tough to tame or the tricky triangle, but no, either way, Homestead's a nice little track.
Are you sure it was a pit crew and not a barbecue pit?
So let's play the FOMO. Who gave you that?
Nobody. Pit, you know?
Yeah. Let's play the sound of Bomani Jones explaining to you why NASCAR needs to be smeared with the one bad apple who might have put the noose in the garage.
This is the thing that gets me about this whole situation, though, and this is why I think it is important. NASCAR, by taking the Confederate flag out or trying to get that away from the racetrack, is basically trying to say, hey, man, our fans aren't a bunch of racists. We are not a racist organization. And a whole bunch of people have looked back and said, what you mean we? Before the race, you had people surrounding the stadium rolling around with big old Confederate flags. You had somebody fly over Talladega with a banner that said defund NASCAR. NASCAR is trying to say that we're not racist. The racists are trying to say that NASCAR belongs to us, right? So regardless of whatever NASCAR claims is what is where they're coming from, those people are speaking, and those people have been coddled for years. Those people were coddled by the fact that you didn't really do anything about the Confederate flag when you had an opportunity to do so. Those people were coddled when Richard Petty, who will show up to put his arm around his driver, Bubba Wallace, in this time, said in 2017 that the people who wanted to kneel should go find another country to live in. This is in the air because they ain't doing anything to get rid of it, right? They've had opportunities, they've been in positions, and they decided time and time again that the feelings and the interests of racists meant more than decency. Now this is coming to catch up with them. So I can appreciate the efforts that they are trying to make right now, but they are here because for a long time they told these people, you have a safe haven here, and now those folks want to keep it. NASCAR got to own that fact. It can't just be we're moving on. You've got to look at what you have done and how you got to this place and then own it. And Richard Petty, when he comes out and is going to do the glad hand move and show everybody that he's there, it would help if he did a little bit of the same thing.
So Marty Smith yesterday sounded hurt, and he also sounded naive, because if you were listening closely to yesterday's show, you would have noticed that Marty felt like he was being sort of awakened to the depths of racism, and Jemele Hill was just sort of matter of fact about, like, yeah, this has been my life, our life, for a while. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, because all of this is uncomfortable, a lot of people, me included, were moved by what happened on that track yesterday, by the symbolism of NASCAR lining up behind Bubba Watson and supporting him. But while I want to, I called him Bubba Watson again.
You did.
Bubba Wallace. While I want to be moved by that moment and just moved by it, while it's more comfortable to think, yeah, America, yeah, NASCAR, that's the way you come together. A moment of racial unity. Here's Bomani telling you why the symbolism,
It must be good for Bubba Wallace to feel like those dudes stand with him. I'm less concerned with whether or not his competitors stand with him than whether or not they stand against the other people, right? Like, this isn't about coming to put your arm around Bubba and say, hey, man, we love you. No, say something about these people that are doing the thing that bring us here in the first place. Standing against them in this moment is far more important than standing next to him in some show of symbolism. They ain't getting this place because they explicitly hate black people. They really wound up in this space because they refuse to shout down racism.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your Sports Center update. Sonoma Raceway officials are conducting an investigation after a piece of twine tied in what appeared to be a noose was found hanging from a tree on Raceway property on Saturday. Ryan Blaney won the NASCAR Cup Series at Talladega in a photo finish over Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Eric Almirola finished third, sliding tail first past the finish line. Bubba Wallace finished 14th, his best finish at his home track. Ran out of gas. And finally, Michael Keaton is in talks to return as Batman for upcoming DC Comics movie, The Flash. Keaton could potentially return for future films from DC Comics if the deal is completed. Michael Keaton's still hanging around.
How old is he? Hold on a second. Put this on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should Michael Keaton still be playing Batman, yes or no?
He was the original in the movies, right?
Not the original, but
in the movies.
The generation, what, the 80s, I guess? Was that the first Batman movie?
Batman 89.
Was the one with Jack Nicholson and him the first movie-made Batman? There wasn't one in the 60s,
no, 70s, or 80s? No, there was a longer form film featuring Adam West. It's a classic. It holds up. That's the time that the shark was stuck on Batman's leg and he needed the shark repellent. Right. He's obviously playing an older version of Batman. This isn't him just, all right, I'm Cape Crusader again in my 60s. I think the Flash can like time hop.
Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com, that's NAVAGE.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So the country is a mess, and you saw yesterday in a microcosm, in NASCAR, Stugatz, you saw in a microcosm some of the things that are happening in this country in that we're all worried about COVID, all worried about COVID, all worried about COVID. What? We've got to support a black driver because a noose was in his garage? Never mind about the social distancing. We'll all be together, even though Marty Smith has to cover NASCAR from 200 yards away because everyone needs to be separated from each other. But when the protests arrive, people are shoulder to shoulder all of a sudden, again, wearing masks.
And Bubba Wallace, it's a great photo. He goes and walks over to black fans that made the drive over from Atlanta that have never attended a NASCAR race, wearing all sorts of I Can't Breathe, Black Lives Matter shirts. And he wasn't wearing his mask. He actually touched his face and he was shaking their hands. And he's like, but his explanation was cool. I want to show whoever did this that they can't take my smile.
So here's what we've got going on, though, because it's creeping into every part of sports here. Mike mentioned Atlanta there, and what is happening in Atlanta is pretty brutal with Atlanta police walkouts and with, you know, officers refusing to respond to any call that isn't about an officer down. And, you know, it just becomes heartbreaking, these divisions, when you're watching it. And on one side, you're seeing black folks saying, well, wait a minute, the police are literally walking out because we won't let them murder us in the street without consequences? Like, they're going to walk out? And I also see why people would say, well, they're in a dangerous job right now. It must be an unpleasant time to be a police officer. But the thing that I see when I see that, and it hurts, why don't you protect us the way you protect each other? Good God, man, you're so good at that. You're so good at protecting each other. The job is not that. The job is to protect us. Why can't you be as good protecting us as you are at protecting each other? You clearly have it in you somewhere. You can do it.
I don't want to smear all cops, but you did sign up for danger, and you did sign up to protect all of us. Everyone.
It's sworn. And yes. So anyway, the part that gets frustrating, right, because they're better at nothing than they are at protecting each other. And I get why they feel even more threatened than ever before, and I get why they would be defensive about it. But you see what's happening in the streets. It cannot be ignored. You're on the wrong side, still sitting there protecting each other instead of protecting us. You don't have to choose between those two things either. You don't. You can be loyal to your comrades and denounce when one of them is on someone's neck for 9 minutes. So regardless, throughout sports, what you have happening here, Stugatz, is you've got Natasha Cloud now going the Maya Moore route, WNBA. She's just leaving the sport in order to concentrate on social reform. You've got Mississippi State's running back, Kylan Hill. He is saying, like, he's the best player in Mississippi. He's just got an award, best player in Mississippi. He's like, I'm not representing that flag anymore. Unless the state's flag is changed, I will not represent that flag anymore. And then, Mike, in the Premier League, is it Burnley, where White Lives Matter plane?
It flew over the Burnley-Manchester City match at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester. It said, White Lives Matter, Burnley.
And so it's everywhere, right? It's everywhere in sports where this is a fight. And as Natasha Cloud, we're going to talk to Cheryl Swoops at 11 o'clock Eastern here, one of the great names in basketball, and to talk about what Natasha Cloud is doing, what Maya Moore is doing, where the nature of these sacrifices. But the thing that I wanted to ask you guys about, because I was not aware of it, because in Miami this has not yet started happening, although I heard some of it happening yesterday. What's going on with the fireworks late at night meant to keep us awake? I see a lot of complaining. Who is doing that? I don't know anything. I am ignorant on this conversation. I just simply heard it outside of my, it woke me up yesterday, fireworks, and I hadn't heard it before. And then I realized this is something a lot of people are doing and experiencing. Is it part of a protest in New York?
It's happening a lot in New York. In fact, the mayor just announced like some undercover sting operation using more cops to sort of buy these fireworks and get down to the bottom of it. Also, there's a pretty viral video of police squad cars circling a New York neighborhood at 3 a.m., apparently making noise. So I saw a news story on the fireworks. It's sort of murky as to what the origins are. Some people have good intentions, sort of like stay woke, sort of drawing your attention to the facts, and that's the message. Other people are explaining it away, saying it's a pandemic. People are bored. They're at home. They're using fireworks. So I'm not really sure. It's become a sort of thing, and its roots are sort of murky.
Before we find out more about that, Mike, this exchange just happened with Stu Gotch. Chuck Solituro, as you know, is the journalistic sentry, the last journalist remaining in the universe of the executive ESPN empire, and he delights as an ally of this show when he can send something from stupidity to the news desk and to the Jump. And Stu Gotch has Andre Drummond on his podcast, and there was news on this podcast. And Mike, you will not be surprised by this at all. Chuck was telling Stu Gotch, I just sent this out to our news desk. You guys made news. Stu Gotch has no idea what the news actually is. It was on his podcast. I don't know whether his news judgment is that bad, whether he wasn't listening. He has no idea what the news item is that they've taken from stupidity.
The fact that I broke news is news to me. I have no idea. I am taping so many of these episodes at such an alarming rate that I forget. I have no idea. I spoke to Drummond last week. I have no idea what he said to me that would, you know, be viewed as breaking news in today's environment. No, I still don't know. I
mean, is it the player option? He's got like a high profile option.
And so what? He told you on stupidity that he's opting in.
It's like a $29-30 million option, and we were having such a good time. I snuck it in there, Dan. You would have been proud of me. I was like, hey, $29-30 million. There's no way you're turning that
down.
He's
got to pick that one up.
It's a bad time. It's a pandemic, Drake. You got to take that.
Breaking news.
Hold that thought.
Unbelievable.
Let's sell some ads.
Our quest continues, even in these difficult racial times, to get Stu Gotch to the top of the media mountain. One stupidity at a time. Casper, people, if you're having trouble with your mattress, Casper will fix your situation. What are you shaking your head about, Mike?
I mean, Greg has just been a box. It says Greg Cody. We can't see his face. I'm sure a lot of fans are excited about Greg Cody Tuesday, wanting to get him more involved. I've got no idea when he has something, because all I see is his name in the box.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
Add it to your list of things. Add it to your list of things to concern yourself about. It was 100 degrees 70 miles north of the Arctic Circle a couple days ago.
What?
If you just want to be
north of the circle?
Just 70 miles, 100 degrees. I don't think it's ever been that hot there. I would imagine it has never been that hot there. So Cheryl Swoops will join us here in about 10 minutes. Stu Gatz, I'm frustrated with Cody again because, as Mike just told you, he's a little black box on our computer. The degree of difficulty on doing our show is harder and harder without him just running into the walls and banging cymbals. Can I speak to Greg Cody now? Is he there? Because I spent one of the breaks talking to him, and very helpfully, and this will not surprise anyone, he's got an IT guy coming tomorrow. So he's had
convenient.
Right. He's had, I don't know how many months to correct this, and now he's got the IT guy coming tomorrow. But so, Mike, you don't know whether or not I can speak to Greg Cody right now.
He just unmuted his mic. I think he's ready to go, Dan.
Greg Cody, are you successfully there?
I am, indeed. Never left. Been enjoying the show.
Can you see us?
I can see you, yeah.
Why can't we see you?
Well, I got knocked off my Surface laptop, which has the camera in it. I'm on an older PC right now, which has no camera. However, I'm navigating technology. As we speak, I'm trying to sign into Zoom on my iPhone. So hopefully by the next segment, we'll be all set.
Well, that was going to be my suggestion. I was going to say, why don't you download it on your phone? And then you don't necessarily need to speak into your phone if you have a microphone. But Dan can see you if you just kind of have the video of your phone. And then you'll just be signed in twice.
Yeah, Christopher just suggested that. And I've taken immediate action of download the app on my iPhone. And we're moving forward one step at a time.
In Greg's defense, Dan, you're kind of getting on him for having an IT person come tomorrow instead of today when he's on. But one could argue he's actually 6 days ahead of next week's appearance from the IT guy coming in.
Excellent.
You see,
I like that.
This is frustrating because he keeps putting this on his computer like it's his computer's fault. But it is like the 17th time with recording stuff that we've had this issue. So at some point, like, why is he just coming out tomorrow? The IT guy should have been there weeks ago.
Because your father, coming from privilege, is entitled and narcissistic and only cares about himself. Because your father, coming from privilege, thinks that the entire world revolves around him and that all the minorities who work on this show work for him. Because your father, who is unbelievably selfish and only thinks of himself and how to promote his podcast in every instance, he thinks this show revolves around him and that it is our job to figure out his problem. That's why he keeps asking you to do it and keeps asking others to do it, meanwhile solving nothing himself. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. It's consistent. And I love that it was, I don't know, 7 years ago, I drove to the Keys to talk to Greg Cody and tell him about how our entire environment was entitled. And his response was, not me.
That a boy.
You remember that. Wow.
How could he forget?
I mean, I'm not, you know, you talk about privilege. I grew up poor. And I was a barefoot kid, walking to Winn-Dixie with my mother to return empty bottles for the refund. So don't talk to me about privilege.
We should be marching in the streets for that, for all your suffering. We should be marching in the street because you don't come from privilege. You don't have every opportunity afforded to you. Your position on the show has nothing to do with your friendship and your alliance with me. It's all based on merit. It's a meritocracy that allows Greg Cody to have a podcast for the Miami Herald that is very popular, the Greg Cody Podcast with Greg Cody, featuring Greg Cody, which used my father this week in order to get a record number of downloads, or it will be a record if it could surpass Stugatz's records of downloads with Greg Cody, a podcast featuring Greg Cody. I mean, you're just a bleephole, Greg. Why can't
it's
you just admit it?
The Greg Cody Show, not the Greg Cody.
You're listening to Dan, Stu, and Cody on ESPN Radio.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.